Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Neubauer. The New Testament reading today is from Luke 4, 31 to 44. And Jesus went down to Capernaum, a city in Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Sabbath. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. And in the synagogue there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out in a loud voice, "Ha! What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. And they were all amazed and said to one another, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And reports about him went out into every place in the surrounding region. And he arose and left the synagogue and entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was ill with a high fever, and they appealed to him on her behalf. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she rose and began to serve them. Now when the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying, "You are the Son of God!" But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went to a desolate place. And the people sought him and came to him and would have kept him from leaving them. But he said to them, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. Luke tells us that when Jesus came to Capernaum, he amazed people, not only because he taught with authority, but because his words had power to make people whole. With a single command, he drove out an unclean spirit. With another command, he lifted Peter's mother-in-law from her fever. And by sunset, the whole town gathered at the door, bringing their sick and their broken to Jesus, hoping for help and finding it. What a picture of the kingdom of God arriving in flesh and blood. Jesus' healing wasn't merely proof of power. It was a preview of God's promise. Every fever cooled, every demon silenced, every pain banished, was like the opening notes of a great symphony that will one day burst forth in full, the resurrection of all creation. But notice something. Even after so many miracles, sickness didn't yet disappear from the world. Peter's mother-in-law would one day grow weak again. Those who were healed that night would someday close their eyes in death. The healings in Capernaum were real, but they were not yet complete. They were signs pointing forward to the day when Jesus himself would step out of the grave and death would have no more dominion over him. That's the good news for us today. The same Jesus who laid his hands on the sick still holds our future in his resurrected hands. The kingdom he began to reveal in Galilee, the kingdom he eternally established in his death and in his resurrection, is the same kingdom we live in even now. And the fullness of this kingdom will be brought to completion on the day of resurrection. Until that day, we live in the in-between. While we still pray for healing and sometimes see wonderful glimpses of it, we always proclaim our greatest joy and our surest hope. Because Jesus lives, we also will live. And when he returns, he promises that he will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body. And the healing that had begun in Capernaum will be finished, not only for us, but for the whole creation. Lord Jesus, in your ministry of teaching, casting out demons, and healing the sick, you proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God. Send us into all the world to announce that today, in you, Scripture has been fulfilled, the new creation has come, and the healing of nations is here. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.